Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Days Are Lives Different. Hi, this is Carrie. I'm at Diva Abdul on Twitter, and tonight we have Jamie calling in. Say hi, Jamie.
Hi.
Hey, and where can we find you on Twitter?
At Jamie Coleman, and then the letter T at the end.
There you go. And we have Marianne should be calling in about a half an hour. If you want to call in and let us know what you think about days this week and pre-noms. You can call in at 914-338-1239, then press 1. If you just want to listen, then press the number 2. And also you can join us here on our chat room. We have our friend Jen's in the chat room right now. So let's start with the Emmy prenoms. What did you think of them? Is there anybody that surprised you?
Well, some of them I was happy about, and then others were kind of confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was glad Alex Sweeney was nominated for lead actress, but then Daniel Cosgrove, I saw his name, and I thought, at first I saw his name, and I thought he was in supporting, and then I looked, and it was lead, and I was
yeah.
like, what? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that was odd. Yeah, I mean, I think Allison definitely deserved the lead. Peggy McKay, kind of surprised she was in lead again. So I always don't remember. Well, I guess maybe because of the speech she gave at Will and Sonny's wedding last year. Maybe
yeah,
that's why I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. But even with that, though, that was really a supporting actress-type speech. But I have to say, too, Daniel Cosgrove, yeah, he should not have been in lead. Maybe Sean Christian. I know James Scott, I guess he didn't put in for lead, even Greg Vaughn, maybe. I think kind of the problem with James Scott kind of falling out, including the show's lead, there's kind of a vacuum there for lead. It seems to be mostly Sean Christian and probably Eric Martsoff, too, even though Eric put himself in supporting. But,
yeah, I'm not sure why he put himself in supporting. I thought he wouldn't put himself in lead just because he won last year in supporting. So thought now that
yeah.
he's won one award, that would have helped him bump up to being lead. But.
Yeah, so I would put Martsoff and maybe Sean Christian in lead. But honestly, there wasn't, I know James didn't put in. It pretty much drove the action last year with Sean Christian or Martsoff, so I really don't get that. But anyway,
yeah.
Supporting actress, go ahead.
And then Ari Zucker, yeah, and Lauren Coslow, they weren't nominated either, or pre-nommed either.
Yeah, that they should have been. I thought Lauren Coslow's year last year was probably the best year she's had in years, especially with the whole, hiding Nick's body, and then Nick coming back from the dead,
and
taking out Stefano. I mean, Lauren had a great year last year.
Yeah, I guess maybe she didn't think about nominating herself because she didn't want to compete against Ally Sweeney.
Mm-hmm.
But still, she could have done
supporting.
She
could have been
supporting,
though.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, yeah, supporting. She didn't want to be in lead with Ally, and she could have been supporting.
Yeah.
And then
now,
Ari Zucker, I mean,
mm-hmm.
even though I don't like the writing for Nicole for a while, but she's always talented, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and supporting actress, the nominee being Chrishell Stiles, I just don't get that at all.
Yeah,
and
especially
Jordan,
since she's going to be off the show soon. I was surprised to see her name just because I thought, okay, well, she's off the show, so there's no way the show is going to want her to submit at all.
Yeah, but I mean, when Tim LeBron was on a few years ago, you know, she got nominated and then she ended up winning. So it's just kind of weird how... Mm-hmm. Maybe they thought they put Chrishell on there. Maybe the other soaps would actually vote for her. I don't know. But I mean, Jordan's just an absolutely useless character. She's not popular.
Yeah, maybe she thought that they would get the sympathy vote just because they know she's off the show or something. I don't know, but.
Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, Chrishell has not done much with that role either. And she just really has not impressed me at all. In the year and a half she's been on, I'm just not impressed. And she,
no, I can't even think of what she meant for.
I don't know. Maybe something with Clyde. I don't know. I couldn't tell you what she would submit for. There's really.
At least with Alex Queen, you know that she has plenty of stuff to submit, like EJ's death and the with a dream sequence thing where EJ thought that Sammy found out the truth about him and Abigail, but it was all a dream.
Yeah, I'm hoping she's submitting the episode where she's with EJ in the morgue. Because I thought that was just unbelievable.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah. Sporting actor Blake Barris, I mean, yeah. He should have won this year. He should have won. Yeah. He's fantastic. And I'm glad Michelle was
fine. Was Blake in that one or was he even younger? I couldn't remember.
No. And it's such a... I mean, I know Days is all about ratings and shock storylines and blah, 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 but when you have such talent like Blake Ferris, I just think you should have left the door open for him to come back. You know, but I have to say, though, his last scene, when he's calling up Marlena and he's, like, truly repentant, he said, I have to change. And, he's hurting too many people, and then he gets killed. I mean, it was just amazing, and I hope he submits that one.
Or even right before that, where he's talking to Julie on the park bench, right before he gets shot. Yeah.
Younger actress, we have Camila Vanis, Lauren Bowles, which is interesting, is Ciara, and Trio O'Brien.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, surprised to see the girl that plays Ciara on there, just because they don't usually pick the girls that were that young on there.
Yeah.
I
think that one episode where she told Hope she wanted to go to Hollywood with Sammy because she was made for Hollywood or something like that, or she wanted to act in the movie about Sammy. I just thought that's just hilarious. I thought Camila had a great year too last year. So
yeah, probably when she gets back to her neck, that's probably good.
Yeah.
And
younger
then the
actor
page, I don't know about that one at all. I can't.
She hasn't nothing memorable from Paige. I'm kind of surprised she got nominated. I'm not sure how old Kate Mancy is. Maybe Kate Mancy's too old for that category. I don't know. But,
she could have been supporting, I mean, something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'll see her name. But the girl that plays Paige, I like the character of Paige, like her first month on the show, I thought she was kind of cute. But then after a while, she just got boring. And so stuff with Eve and Paige and JJ getting more and more boring every day.
Yeah, and it now it's just like flat out teeth. It's like, okay, enough already. End it. You know, come on, Paige. Figure out who it was. it gets to the point. Oh, when JJ said this week to her, that she was nagging on who it was, and he's like, well, I'm still with them, and he said something to her like, yeah, you deserve that to her.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah.
It's like, he's right. I mean, it's time to move on. Younger actor, I don't know how to pronounce the name, so I'm going to try. It's Connor Kalopsis, plays Chase.
Oh, yeah, I'm surprised to see his name on there,
I mean, he's a good little actor, but, yeah. I mean, geez, if we're going to go for the younger actors, why aren't we putting the Johnny twins on there? They've been the best actors. Oh, my gosh, all the cute stuff you have with the Johnny twins. Terrell Ransom Jr. is Theo Carver. I like Terrell, too, but I can't really think of anything that he did that was that great. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really see Theo or Abe that much anyway, so.
Yeah, pretty smooth.
But again, then again, Peggy McKay got on there, and you don't really see Caroline.
Yeah. What else is fun about the Emmys? You never know who the hell's going to get nominated at the end. But that year Peggy got the lead nomination, I wasn't surprised and told people, you know, she had some great stuff. There was the Alzheimer's storyline. Everybody's like, oh, my God, why did she even put herself in? It's like, you know, she did have good stuff, people, you know. All it takes is one really good episode. And she's won Emmys before. She won a primetime Emmy and a daytime Emmy the same year. A lot of people didn't realize that about her. So you look up her IMDb. Yeah, I think she won one for like a guest stint on a sitcom or something. Yeah, so she's an Emmy winner. Younger actor, it's Trey Smith and Casey Moss. To me, I'd have to give the nod to Casey Moss. I mean, he's just been solid since day one.
Yeah.
And I had lower expectations. Because it's like, okay, here's a model, no acting experience. I'm like, oh, here we go again with Days with their models. But he's totally killed it.
Yeah.
And even in the beginning, I didn't like JJ, but I liked the actor. And he made a transition.
Yeah, I mean, JJ is the only character that I like about the storyline, which is somewhat interesting, I guess. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I mean, barely, but still somewhat, I guess.
But he's been so nasty, even to Eve, and it upsets me. It's like, no one's put in a country ahead, you know? No one made you do the things you did.
Yeah.
I mean,
and the silly thing about it is that he keeps going over to her apartment and then Eve keeps going over to his house. It's like, well, if you really hate each other and want to avoid each other, why do you keep following each other to your own home?
Yeah. The writing's kind of there for it. The chemistry's lacking between the two of them. And you don't see her fighting her attraction to him. And you don't see him fighting his attraction to her. But he's just being mean and spiteful, but there's no sexy fighting there. You know, if Days wanted to make this a good storyline, then they should have had, I mean, the more scandalous storyline right now is like Adrian and Lucas, and they actually have chemistry. You know what I mean? But there's no chemistry with Eve and JJ. So, I don't know. So besides Allison,
oh, go ahead.
Oh, besides Allison, who do you see moving on to being a nominee?
What's that?
Besides Allison and lead actress, who do you see making it to being a final nominee?
Who was nominated?
Allison, Peggy, Daniel Cosgrove, Chrishell, Blake Barris, Eric Motzoff, Camila, Lauren Bowles, True O'Brien, Connor, Terrell, Freddie, and Casey.
Well, the thing is, I like Freddie Smith, but I can't. He didn't really have much of a storyline except for the mixed stuff at the beginning, I guess. But.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think Freddie Smith's best acting was this past week. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's always great, but I think, he just never really had much strong material, even though he's a good actor. He just hasn't had the material.
Yeah, I think he's kind of that's a toss-up between Freddie Smith and Casey Moss. So Casey's always good. Nothing popped off into my head, though, that really he did last year. Yeah, that was really memorable. I mean, he's had some stuff where, you know, he found out how bad his father was as a person.
Yeah.
You know, he had the ghost of Jack basically hovering over his head. And, you know, that gave him edge, but when he kind of got over what his dad did, he really didn't have any emotional stuff after that. So, I'm with Allison. I think, hopefully, Blake Bears. I think Blake really deserves a win. Flat out a win. Not even a nomination, just flat out. He should win. So, I mean,
yeah,
he
and
was
I think
just...
Mila Banniff, too. I mean, I didn't really like her at first, but then she kind of grew on me over time.
Oh, I totally agree.
But by the time I liked her, she left.
Yeah. This first we had somebody else in that role, and the character Gabby didn't go anywhere. I'm like, really, why are they even bothering recasting this character? You know, and then...
Yeah, at
then
first it just seemed like to give Rave a sister. It was just like, that was the whole purpose, was just to give Rave a sister.
Yeah, and then she... When she started being bad, she got more interesting. Like when she was, you know, trying to connive her way into keeping Chad and all that. That's when she started getting interesting. But, you know, they could have made this a good year for Galen Gehring. You know, I mean, they only touched on it for a few episodes, but yeah, his little sister went to prison. His other sister was killed, and his brother's in whatever, Central America somewhere. And they played it for a couple episodes, but I think they could have made more of a story out of it. Maybe like race falling into depression, or you know what I mean? Maybe switch up his character a bit and make him go on the dark side a little bit.
Yeah, or maybe like midlife crisis or something.
Yeah, or just, you know, maybe just some soul searching, like, you know, here I am, I'm supposed to protect the women of my family, and then, you know, I didn't do it. I mean, he said it a few times.
Yeah,
and
or like
I guess,
even now that he's no longer a cop, now that he got fired as a cop and now he's owning this new club and stuff, they could have explored that more, I guess.
You know, I just thought it would be nice, maybe have Rafe turn the dark side a little bit. You know, maybe, I don't know, maybe a drinking problem or just something to take a little tarnish off his crown, make him a little bit more interesting. Not so one note. But I saw a funny tweet today, I guess on Sober Digest, bashed Rafe being hired as the manager at Victor's Club. And the one point they said that Rafe ordered everybody at the club to sit down, basically take it easy after Nicole and Serena had their fight. And he's like, what kind of bar manager at a club tells people to sit down and not dance? And then Galen tweeted back, you should have seen how awful they were dancing. Something like that. It was really funny.
Oh, I saw him. I saw him tweet about that, but I wasn't sure what he was talking about. Okay.
Yeah, it was funny. That was a good answer. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that kind of cracked me up. Okay, so let's start with this week.
I'm sure Marianne would want to talk more about the Emmys, but, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get her going. I really want to talk about the big story this week was really Paul, Will, and Sonny. And I just watched Wednesday, Thursday, Friday today. And when Sonny finds out through Derek that Will was cheating on him, I mean, in my opinion, that was the best acting I've seen Freddie Smith do. I mean, he just looked like he was about ready to puke. And
he turned red and everything, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, you just can't prepare. I mean, he looked like he was genuinely shocked, like, you know, like he didn't know the storyline. I mean, it was really great. And, you know, I mean, that moment, too, when you find out something just horrifying and you're in public and you have to remember to put on your poker face, you know, because you don't want to show that you're upset about something. And then him going out and fighting with Victor at the square. And, you know, I never really seen Sonny get angry like that. That was really good. I enjoyed watching that.
So I guess this person that stabbed Sonny, it's supposed to be either Clyde or someone working for him, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm assuming. Yeah, so I didn't see the episode where Clyde was shot. So, I mean, it's basically his body is just totally missing, and he's presumed dead. That's that pretty much what's going on with Clyde.
Yeah, well, what happened was Victor's hitman shot Clyde in the park when it was snowing, and he Clyde's body got buried in the snow. But, of course, we don't know if Clyde dug himself out of the snow or not. We didn't see anything else that's happened after that, so he could have gotten out of the snow.
Man, it sounds like Victor's henchmen are just as bad as a Demir henchman. Demir henchmen never shot to kill. Victor's guys don't shoot to kill. And of course, EJ's goon Entourage shot him and killed him. And they need a better recruiting or something.
Or they need to break Gabby out of prison just to shoot him. Since she killed Nick, she could shoot him as well.
Yeah, that's the thing. You have all these rookies who are better at shooting.
Finally say, though, Victor's henchman, I can't remember his name. He's really hot, though, and they should keep him on the show. That's just my opinion. I mean, he's more pretty. I like that. So Lucas and Adrian almost kiss. So that was something. And, oh, my gosh. And Brian Bertillo was so charming, telling Adrian that she's sexy and smart and funny and woman is a good ask you and cards for, and still, you know, take your money is sexy, and he's saying he means it and he's not just saying that, and they almost kiss, and it's like, why have you had Brian Dettel on his shelf all these freaking years? He's a charming guy, you know, he's a flirt, let him do his thing, you know what I mean? I don't get it.
Well, I said on Twitter, Gary Tomlin's still on the show, so.
Yeah. Yeah, which makes you wonder why he even thought about putting Adrian with Lucas. I'm assuming it's because of their family ties. There's their in-laws, basically.
Yeah, I'm sure that's probably why. To create more drama for Will and Sonny, probably.
Yeah, but, you know. Once Sonny wakes up from his injuries, and they have to deal with Lucas and Adrian. So basically Lucas can't be judgmental against Will for cheating on Sonny if Lucas is having an affair with Adrian. At the same time, too, it would be nice if there's a few couples in Salem that, you know, didn't cheat so easily. That Adrian, Justin, though, they've had a lot of cheating in their past, too. It's not like it's a new thing for them, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Adrian and Lucas, but my only problem is that the reason, their explanation for why Justin's not there with him being another workaholic person, it's like they already did this with Tash and Bo. It's like, can't they come up with another reason for why these people are not in Salem?
Yeah. Yeah,
coming up with a better excuse, I think. But.
It just seems odd too that you're starting an affair storyline with two actors that are on recurring. So that just seems kind of odd too, and you know, and the other part is why Kurt's recurring, and it just seems like does that happen that the you're having a major affair start up between two recurring characters with a triangle with another recurring character. And I don't remember that ever happening on the show.
Yeah, I'd rather see them being bumped up to contract and getting rid of some of these other newbies instead.
Yeah.
Like, I'd like to see this play up more instead of, like, well, should we start talking about Serena now?
Oh, Serena. Jeez.
Yeah, so first we thought she was basically stealing some information from her weird, crazy ex-boyfriend or whatever, Edward, and now she's taking pictures of these little elephant sculptures. I'm like, okay, what is this? I don't understand what's going on with that.
Yeah, it just looks like a cheap little trinket you pick up at an antique store. Like someone said on Twitter. It looks like this little Chotsky is usually good with the boxes of tea. But my mom used to collect those. I can't remember which tea it was. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, it's not like if she was like a jewel thief or something, like she was a con and a gold digger or something.
Yeah.
I feel like some $1 million jewels or whatever, then maybe that would be somewhat better. But these little cheap elephant things, I'm like, okay, does she just have a weird obsession with elephants or what's going on?
I'm assuming the one he has is valuable.
Or maybe her secret is that she wants to join the circus and perform with the elephants. That's probably what it is, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the other thing that's kind of depressing is they're filming July now, and we haven't heard, and it's February, and it's sweeps month, and we haven't heard any leaks of any returns. I mean, are they basically not going to give us anything till next November? As far as celebrating the 50th, I mean, basically all they've done so far is put the 50th logo on the bottom of the screen. That's all we got.
Yeah, I noticed that they started doing that this week, and there was no like promos for it either. I don't think I never saw.
I mean,
I saw the weekly promos, and not even on the weekly promos do they say, "Oh, celebrating 50 years" or whatever. They don't even put those on the promos.
Mm-mm. Speaking of promos, I do have it on the blog. I forgot to promote my own blog, DealDuel.com. I forgot to pimp the Hapkas at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka, our friends on Twitter. The promo this week is Hope seeing a video of Aiden's wife saying if she ends up dead, Aiden's the one who killed her. So, we're digging into that this week. So
yeah, I'm thinking maybe someone blackmailed her to say that before she died.
See, I heard the theory was, I didn't read the book and I didn't see the movie, but I heard this storyline was based on Gone Girl, which it was a mystery whether or not, you know, the husband killed his wife or not, and then kind of turned out that she faked her own death and was trying to pin him on her murder. I never saw the movie, so this movie with Ben Affleck in it. So I guess that was supposed to be the premise of this storyline was that...
But why would she want to frame her own husband for murder of herself?
I don't know. And then, you know, that pulls her away from her son for the rest of her life, too. I don't know. That's why I thought the premise was of that movie. I didn't want it. And they did cast that actress that looks like she's just appearing on the video for right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking maybe what's that other woman that keeps appearing every once in a while talking on the phone to Hope, saying stay away from Aiden. Who was that?
Oh, Bree. I'm not sure what the actress's name is.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe Bree killed her and maybe she was, like, threatening her into posting that video or something.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
Well, at least it's going to be interesting.
Oh, and I noticed and I noticed that the cabin they were in, someone said that, because I noticed that cabin looked familiar and someone said on Twitter, that's the same cabin that they used when it blew up a few years ago at the safe house. Remember that silly storyline a few years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Where they had Rave and Carrie together.
Yeah. I tried to block that whole storyline out of my head. That was so bad.
Yeah. But that was the same set someone said on Twitter because it looked familiar, but I couldn't remember where it was from, but they said it was that one.
You know what, though? I could have sworn, though, that Tony and Marlena were in that cabin once. Like 10 years ago.
Who was in the cabin? Marlena and who?
I thought it was Marlena and Tony. Because I have to ask. I bet you Mary Ann don't remember. I'll ask her.
Marlena
and Marlena.
Tony. Why would they be in the cabin together?
They almost had a romance going on a few years ago. Or, did you watch it when they thought Rex and Cassie were their kids.
Yeah, but Marlene had her own penthouse or something back then, so why would she, was it like on vacation or something, she would say that?
I don't remember. I could have sworn, though, for some reason I'm picturing her in the cabin. Like I said, I have to ask Marianne, so I know she'd remember that. But, yeah, I mean, it's nice to have a new set, but I got to say, Christian Alfonso just cracked me up in those scenes. When she was outside trying to get cell reception, I just thought that
was
hilarious.
Yeah, so you posted that on Twitter, yeah, and I saw that. Yeah, that's
hilarious.
Oh, my
God, that was so funny. And Daniel Cosgrove is just, and he was funny, too, just being annoyed that she was still there. It actually cracked me up. I'm not sure if it was meant to be funny or not, but it was hilarious. But I guess someone else tweeted to Christian Alfonso. They thought it was funny, and they actually made a Jeff of it, and it was funny. But
Yeah.
So that's like what we're going through this week. But and I caught this today, too, when Abe said there was cocaine on Sonny's back, and Brady looked at Victor, and now, so Brady really doesn't know about the whole Clyde part of it, but Brady knows that Victor has dealt with drugs in the past, and that he, you know, he sold his business to EJ back in the day. So, but there's no other reason why he would shoot Victor that book.
Mm-hmm.
And then Victor, of course, turns around and threatens God.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. See, well, you know, you watch episodes like that, and you're like, why isn't John Aniston on more often? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Victor and Maggie were so cute.
Yeah. Although the one thing that I had a problem this week was no Kate at all.
Yes.
Like, not even on Friday. I thought maybe Friday she would have showed up at the hospital to see Sonny.
Yeah.
She wasn't even.
Everybody and their brother was at the hospital. And it seems like Roman totally forgot that Sonny was his son-in-law. You know, and he just had his cop hat on the whole time. It's like, dude, that's your, oh, your grandson-in-law. I'm sorry. It's your grandson-in-law.
Yeah.
You know, but, Kate should have been in the hospital. I mean, even Lucas didn't think about calling his mom. Didn't even cross his mind. Called Will.
Yeah.
He called Will. He called Sammy, but he didn't call his own mother.
Yeah, that was weird. I don't know. Maybe she'll be on Monday's episode. I don't know, but.
Oh, I'm bringing on Marianne here in a second. And the one thing that stood out that was just asininely stupid was that nobody, well, I can tell if I missed it, nobody asked Adrian to know Bud, it's her own son. And she'd be the most likely person to share his blood type. And then I decided to ask Adrian to donate blood.
What about Adrian?
Nobody asked her to donate blood to her own son. I mean, there was probably like a 50-50 chance she was going to be a match.
Oh, about why she didn't donate blood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody even
asked
her.
Well, I guess
they
had to make Paul the donor. That's probably why they didn't do that, just because they had to make Paul the donor.
Yeah, but I mean, still, that they should have asked her, and she could have said, oh, no, I'm B negative, not, you know, O negative or whatever. I mean, like I said, that Sonny either has his mother's blood type or his father's. So, but still, that nobody asked his mother is weird. You know, they didn't, I guess they sort of asked the people in the hospital, but, you know, Victor's his, I guess, great uncle. I mean, there's, you know, a chance there, and Brady's his cousin. That just perplexed me. And another thing, too, I didn't know why I never picked it up, but yeah, Kayla is aunt to Will and Sonny.
Yeah.
So I don't know why.
Well, that's kind of weird, but yeah, true.
Yeah, but she's a Brady Johnson.
Yeah.
And Adrian's a Johnson. So, and of course, Sammy's a Brady, so I thought that was funny. Let me bring on Marianne. Hey, Marianne.
Oh, hi, Carrie. Hi, Jamie.
Hello.
How's everyone?
Good.
Complaining about the show?
To hear your opinion on the Emmy pre-nominations. Who do you think deserved
you
it? Yeah, we want to hear what you have to say.
I went down through the list, like, really fast. So, the one that I cannot believe is Chrishell.
Yeah.
The role of Gordon. Now, was that for lead actress?
No, Chrishell supporting.
Supporting, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, supporting. That was just, the lack of Lauren Coslow and Ari,
mm-hmm.
it amazes me, unless they didn't submit themselves. I don't know. Because if they don't submit, if it's their choice, that could be. Because I know James Scott's not there, but I'm thinking he probably chose not to submit.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. He didn't submit. But
yeah, so that could be with them. Ally Sweeney, yeah, that lead actress, I agree. Now, the only other one I don't agree, I mean, I love Peggy McKay, but really, lead actress?
Yeah.
I don't get it. It's maybe because she's been on for so long. I don't know what the qualifications are, or because she's a veteran actress.
Well, then we were talking about that as well, which is kind of weird. I thought he would have been supporting.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing I can think of was that she gave a great speech during the Wilson wedding. And that'd be the only reason, to give that to her. So still, she should have been supporting and not lead.
Yeah, and I always forget how far back does this go? Like what time period does that cover? Does that cover like all last year?
Yeah, it's the whole year, I think.
The whole year up until like February to February,
November or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Who else? Oh, Eric Martzoff again, right? And Blake Barris.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
said
Eric Martzoff, he should have been lead, not supporting.
I would think he would be considered more a lead. Blake Barris, I could see probably supporting, I guess. John Aniston, I don't know why he doesn't get nominated. And someone said,
It
was Angela. Was I talking to Angela? And she said something about because he's reoccurring. Does that matter? Or do you have to be on contract to be nominated?
I don't know. I don't think it's a contract.
But for Victor being reoccurring, he seems to be on an awful lot. You know, I don't think of him that way, John Aniston. I think of him as being even supporting, for sure. I would think he would get something, but
yeah,
he wasn't. Younger actors were the two? Was Sierra?
Yeah.
I don't get Chase. I don't get that at all. I don't think he's that great or that good, but I don't know.
I mean, he is young, but yeah, I don't think he's...
Okay. Another one I don't understand is Daniel Cosgrove for lead actor.
Yeah,
right? Did he get lead actor?
Supporting, yeah.
No way is he a lead at this point. Well, maybe he's going to eventually be, but I don't see him as a lead actor.
Yeah, but the storyline with him and Hope, it's kind of like a side story. It's not a front
story. It is a side story.
It's not connected to anything else that's going on, really.
Right. Who else? Did Freddie Smith or...
Freddie Smith.
Yeah, Freddie Smith and Casey Moss. They were both there.
And Casey Moss. Okay. Yeah, I think he's good. I mean, he's come into a good actor. I liked him. Now wait, did Paige get nominated too?
Yeah.
I know. Some of these nominations tell me it's like this is just. Although the daytime Emmys always or the soap Emmys just never ever made any sense to me. So
yeah, I'm sure some of it's political too.
Yeah, they're always disappointing. Did I miss anybody? I didn't. Can't remember. Anybody else?
Yeah, Brett Ferris, did you talk about Nick?
Nick. Well, I said that, yeah, I see he was yeah, he deserves it. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who else.
I think that was it for everybody from Days, I think.
From Days, yeah. And I'm thinking on GA, no, I don't watch Bold and the Beautiful and Young and the Restless, but it just always seems that Bold and the Beautiful and Young and the Restless really always have a lot of nominations, and they always seem to win.
Yeah, I don't watch those shows, but they seem to get a lot, yeah.
Yeah, they always seem to get a lot, and they always seem to win. I saw Tony Geary was nominated.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's for the Fluke storyline or if that includes that or not.
Yeah, it would count, yeah.
It would, okay. Because he has been doing a really good job with that. Did you talk about that? Who else from GH?
Oh, no. Mara West, who plays Ava, she was on there.
Oh, Mara West. Oh, my gosh, yeah. She's my favorite actress on there.
Who else? Finola, of course. Finola Hughes, she's on there.
Oh, yeah, Finola. Yeah, she got nominated. And I see Kristen Alderson again, which I don't ever see that one. And I'm just not a fan, but she's nominated again.
Yeah, I think there were more people from GH that were nominated than there were from Days, or pre-nominated, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just surprised that Lauren and Ari did. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody know if Lauren submitted?
I
haven't heard anything. No.
I haven't heard anything either.
Okay.
And we still don't know what network is going to do the Emmys, right?
So it's going to be on network. It's not going to be online again, is it?
I mean, I heard that it will be on TV, but I haven't heard where exactly.
Oh, okay, because it was a train wreck last year with those girls.
Yeah, well, the girls on the red carpet, they were the worst part of the whole thing.
Oh, my God, they were just, it was so bad. They didn't even know anything about soaps. Nothing.
Well, they didn't even know the people that they were talking to.
No.
Like, not even their names. Like, it's one thing if you don't know their storylines, but they didn't even know the characters' names or the actors' names.
Yeah, and a lot of times, sometimes you know the characters, and people know the characters, but they don't know the real names. They didn't even know the characters. They didn't even know. No, they didn't know anything.
Yeah, they didn't do research, and they were also rude. Like, they made rape jokes to the guy that plays Nathan on GH.
Yeah.
If you didn't know anything about the soaps, you should have done research, and you should have kept it classy, but they didn't.
Yeah.
And someone said on Twitter that the guy who hired those four twits to cover the Emmys got promoted.
Got promoted. He should have been fired.
Nope, he got promoted.
God. Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Are you sure that's true, or is that just a rumor?
It was like a news source. I can't remember if Jamie tweeted that or who it was. Someone tweeted it.
Was that recent, or?
Yeah, like I saw that like within a month or so that keeps that up.
So when are the Emmys when are they going to be? What month?
I think it was April.
April.
Yeah, it's a lot earlier this year. I think it's April,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually in June or July, but yeah.
Should be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to see if Angela wants to come on. I think it might get everything to work here. Oh, for crying out loud. Yeah. Hey, is this Angela?
Yes, it is. Hey, how are you?
Yes, she is. Hey, how you doing?
Hello, Angela.
I'm doing good. Hey, Jamie. Hey, Marianne.
Hi.
Hi. We were just talking about the Emmys.
Yeah, I was going to go back to one thing, you know, talking about the cabin set. That cabin set was used with Marlena and John and Alex North. You remember when Wayne Norker came back? They've used that cabin a number of times, and they also used it as the safe house with EJ and Sammy and the twins way back when, and it was so sweet because when they had like EJ, I think that Allie had the croup or something, and he was in the rocking chair in the bathroom with steaming water and everything, and had fallen asleep just holding her. So they've used that. That's a really pretty set, and they've used that quite a number of times. That's certainly not a new set. That's been around for a while. But I know, remember Smokey Robinson did a cameo on Days, you know, quite a number of years ago, and I think that made Alex Thorne, and that was.
They were in
promotion pictures there. So that cabin, and I'm with Carrie. I just like to forget about the Carrie and Rafe scenario.
Yeah, that was terrible.
That they did fairly recently. That was bad.
Uh-huh.
But I was shocked that Daniel Cosgrove was listed as lead actor. I like Daniel Cosgrove. I liked him. And and the one thing that I can say about, and I'm shocked about Chrishell, I don't understand that. Frankly, I'm beginning to wonder if they should even be self-nominating anymore, because I think that's part of the problem. You know, when you had like six actresses from Young and the Restless nominate in that pre-nom list. I mean, I know it'll get ferreted down, but some of that's just kind of ridiculous. And then it's politics of how many people. If you've been on more than one show, you've got a better chance because people are going to vote maybe across shows. And that's one good thing about Daniel Cosgrove. He's been on As the World Turns. He was on The Guiding Light. He was on All My Children. So that may have been part of the strategy, but if you go back to the beginning of, you know, the spring of last year, whatever the time frame is now, you know, he was doing those cupcake sales with Hope, and I don't think that was even, you know, I think it was how best to try to get somebody in that could actually win, and I think he probably could, since he's been on four different shows, and he's been fairly popular on all those shows.
But he's being nominated for Days, right? Not for all those shows.
Kelly Sullivan is absurd. Kelly F. Sullivan was nominated on Young and the Restless. I don't know if she did self-nomination. I think she would have almost had to have, because she has only been on that show, very few episodes, and really it's a very inconsequential role. I think it's kind of a throwaway role until they get Adam Newman, you know, back in the throng of things. So I felt like the whole Emmy, daytime Emmy thing is just a bunch of give and get. There's somebody sitting down in a room negotiating. All these little kids from Days. Mm-hmm. Now, Days maybe wants to be that quote-unquote youth-oriented show. And so they put precious, you know, little kids. I mean, I'm not saying anything against Theo or the little guy that plays Chase. But, you know, come on. I mean, when have they been on the show and had any lives? I love Lauren Bowles, and I thought that was good.
Well, yeah.
Because I think she's done quite well these last couple years.
Yeah, well, the guy that plays Spencer on GH, he should have gotten nominated if we're going to put Lil Sierra on there.
Oh, yeah, well,
and
the little girl.
Oh, my gosh.
The little girl that plays Robin Scorpio's little girl. She's precious, too.
He didn't get nominated. Oh, that's wrong. I didn't realize that.
And I mean, you look at the categories. Days typically got one or two nominations, and Peggy McKay certainly has not been featured. I think, you know, because of her age and because she's never won for Days. I think she won for Love of Life many years ago, back in the 80s. I think was the other daytime soap that she won on. I don't know that she ever won on Days, and the primetime program was The Trials of Rosie O'Neill, the show with Sharon Glass that was on. It's a drama show. That was her guest star award that she got. But I'm okay with that. But see, to me, and Allison Sweeney, you know, Allison has been overlooked year after year. If she is not the,
has
if
she ever won? She's
nominated.
Never, she's hardly ever even been nominated, has she?
Yeah, yeah.
If she doesn't
make the nominations this year, and this was her only chance. I mean, they literally had to have written most of this stuff around her to fully to feature her. So, you know, that wasn't a big shocker. But I felt like looking at Billy Miller, who I love, and I like him a lot now on General Hospital. He hasn't been on GH very long, and he wasn't nominated for GH. But he was only on less than 14 episodes in the rating time period, in the time period that they're using. And they nominated him again for Best Leading Actor on Young and the Restless. He was on there less than 14 episodes.
He's nominated for Young and the Restless, but not GH.
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, it was pivotal. It was when the Gold Girl Delia died and everything. So I don't have any problem. I mean, it was a significant story. And he, of course, fabulous. And of course, he's won the last 3 years in a row. It seemed to me.
Oh yeah,
that,
I like him as Jason Jake or whatever. But yeah.
Yeah, I think. Well, he hasn't had a lot of time yet on there. But they also took a bunch of the newer actresses, like Gina Tognoni, who just came on for to replace Michelle Stafford on Young and the Restless, and they put her in, I think, in lead. I mean, she hasn't been on there the full year, and yet they took Amelia Heinle, who had a lead story with Billy Miller last year, and put her in supporting. So I guess it just, the whole thing, like I said, it's a give and get. There's somebody trading back and forth about what they're doing. And
Angela, don't you think Eric Bostoff should have been lead?
He should have been. But I think Daniel Cosgrove from
lead to supporting and Eric from supporting to lead. Especially since Eric Martoff already won supporting last year, he would have had a better shot winning lead since he's already won supporting.
I think if Days was not going to put James Scott up, whether James Scott wanted to be nominated or not, James Scott didn't want to be nominated last year and they nominated him anyway. But they don't want to nominate a bunch of people that they're not going to be on the show. I think that's also another key to
why we're not seeing some
names that should be there. But I feel like Daniel Cosgrove, I think that was all political. I think it's because, again, I like him. So it's not a negative against him personally at all. It's that he's been on four soap operas. So therefore, there are people that will vote, and even Chriselle, again, I think Chriselle nominated herself. I really don't even think Dave.
How can you nominate yourself? You can nominate yourself. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Anybody can nominate you.
Yeah, you can nominate yourself. Christian LeBlanc nominates himself every year on Young and the Restless.
And then who makes the final? Like, if everybody nominates themselves, how do they come down with these preliminary, the pre-noms? Who does that? Who does the pre-noms?
Well,
anybody,
the pre-noms, the executive producers and everything, they decide who they think has most big chance to win.
Oh, okay, so they're
the ones
that
decide that. They have the biggest say-so. And then anybody can submit something that they want to. It can be anyone. And, that's why I was saying, like, with John Aniston, which I really do think he should have, I think.
Support.
I don't know how many episodes he's been on, but in terms of stature and role on the show, he's certainly been on more than Peggy McKay, but he's recurring. The only other actress that I know of that has been nominated more than one time from a recurring perspective was, and I really like her now. I'm drawing a blank on her name. She played the other attorney with red hair on General Hospital. She was kind of Nancy Lee Grand's
Diane Miller?
Robin Strauss. And so she was nominated. She never won, and they said that it was highly unlikely that it was unusual that even a recurring person was nominated, and she did not win. But she was also a comic character. Very rarely is a comic character winning. So I don't know. I hope Blake wins. Blake deserved to win last year.
Right.
Yeah, and I hope Ally Sweeney.
You know, and as much as I like Eric, I don't think his story was as good this year.
Ally Sweeney. to see Allie win again. I mean, win.
Oh, well, this is her only shot. And if she gets snubbed this time, I mean, you know, it was just not meant to
be.
It'll be
Young and the Restless, Young and the Restless, Bold and the Beautiful. I mean, it just seems like all their actors and actresses win.
Well, I
over
think
Days
the TV
and
guy, Jamie was asking what channel, and I keep reading the TV Guide Network, although now they're calling themselves something else, Pop Sugar or Pop or something. They changed the name of the channel. But that is owned by CBS or, you know, and so, or Viacom and that whole, that grouping. So,
yeah, see, if
it's
on there, then it's going to be biased towards the CBS shows, I think, right?
Well, I think the deal is that, you know, the CBS shows make the most money. They've got the you know, CBS is the only network that actually has a daytime. Well, they have some, like Bruce Evans is at NBC, but I don't think he's a real player there. But, you know, as far as having somebody that really does stuff to really publicize daytime and promote it, you know, Frank Valentini does his own promotion pretty much on General Hospital. Does a pretty good job, too. But I don't know. I feel like GH has been snubbed. It'll be interesting to see the writing.
They
and
sure have.
Directing.
Because
they have
they're
been
really
snubbed.
Good.
Yeah, they weren't even nominated for writing or directing or drama
last
year. That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not going to win, you should at least be nominated in this four soap.
I kind of thought Finola Hughes was slighted, you know, she was put into supporting. And, you know, I really think out of anybody who deserves to win lead actress, I think Maura West deserves to win.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, Laura Wright was nominated from GH. And to me, Finola Hughes should have been nominated and lead.
Lead actress.
But maybe she chose to do supporting because, you know, they didn't have as many people in there. But they've got, like, Nancy Lee Grand. So they have. But then I know when I was making a list and trying to look through this, everything, and then I saw Kelly Sullivan. I originally put her under a GH list. And then I said, no, she's not on GH anymore. And I had to mark. But, I mean, but people like that nominate themselves that have been on, that play a very small role, it just seems kind of ridiculous. I felt like Maurice Bernard had some really good scenes this year. I mean, I know he gets nominated a lot, but I thought in particular he
was he nominated this year? I didn't see his name, was he?
No, I didn't think I saw his name,
yeah.
But maybe that's because Anthony Geary is nominated. That's probably why. Maybe he didn't want to compete against him.
Jason Thompson, who should have won the last two or three years, I mean, they nominated him. And they've nominated the guy that plays Nicholas Cassadine. I can't think. Tyler Chris.
Well, I don't see how he got it. I like him, but I don't see how he got in as, you know, he's not one of the better actors on there.
I thought Maurice had a better year, you know. But anyway, that's just, you know, everybody's got an opinion, but I just think when you look at
well, you
Young
have your favorites,
Restless,
you know.
And the self-nominating people, to me, they need to just eliminate the self-nominating. And if people are mad with the executive producers that make the final decisions, and they just are. Because it just, there were 59 performers nominated, and there are 10 awards. That's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah,
in my mind.
There's so many actors out there and actresses in the soap world. There's a lot of them when you think about it.
Yeah.
Look how many GH just has themselves. They have so many characters.
And GH nominated like two or three people in categories. They didn't have any. They didn't have any massive group. Neither did they.
No.
They didn't even do that on Bold and Beautiful. Although they always nominate John McCook for lead actor, and he's, you know, kind of a figurehead on the show. But I don't know. I kind of wonder if it's possible even for them to go back and integrate daytime soaps, I guess any of the shows, if they want them with the, because they've got so many of these talk show categories and game show. I mean, yeah, I think there can be a game show category and there could be a talk show category. But to me, I'm wondering why they don't just put all of the stuff back into the regular Emmys. And then there are no separate rules for daytime. There's no silliness of the stuff. You never hear this. You know, nobody's sitting here saying, oh, John Hamm nominated himself for Mad Men and Bryan Cranston. There's never any of that kind of discussion,
no, I
ever.
Because primetime shows, they only have like 20 episodes a year, whereas daytime has over 200.
Well, actually, some of the primetime shows have fewer. You know, just like with Breaking Bad, who Bryan Cranston won like 7 years in a row for Best Actor. You know, they would within a block voting season, they would only have 7 or 8 episodes. You know, Mad Men would only have 7 or 8, maybe 13 at the most episodes in a voting period.
Well, maybe that's why the voting system is different for that, because they have less material to choose from. Maybe that's why the voting process is different.
I don't know. Downton Abbey won Best Ensemble Cast. You know, they have less episodes than we do. They break them up for us, so we get like 8 or 9 episodes.
So were all the shows nominated? Did they have the shows? Like GH, Days, and were they all nominated
they
for Best Vote?
They didn't say any of that.
They didn't give any of that information.
These are just for the actors, not writing or directing or anything like that. Yet.
Oh, okay. They didn't put that out yet. Okay. So did you guys talk about what's covering the show?
Oh, well, we mostly talked about Sonny getting stabbed and finding out about Paul and Will.
Okay.
There is got to let some of Freddie Smith's best work, and I agree. Because his face turned red when he found out about Will cheating.
Oh, yeah. He was on his way to... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think Clyde's behind this? I'm pretty sure Clyde is behind the stabbing. At least that's what Victor thinks.
Yeah, either him or someone working for Clyde, probably.
Right, because we all know Clyde's probably alive. So, you know,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or lurking around somewhere. And I heard I was hearing you saying about the because Paul donated the blood, but they didn't ask for Adrian.
Yeah.
That is a good point. Yeah. Yeah, you would think you would ask, or any of his relatives first before. But I guess how they explained it was that because he has that O negative, which is very rare, and Maxine knew that Paul was Paul's blood type, and that's why she called him right away. That's what she had said anyway. No. But it's all for the plot. You know, it has to be Paul saving Sonny's life.
Yeah.
I mean, I did enjoy the end of the week this week with that story, yeah.
Yeah, I would have to say that's probably my favorite storyline is the three of them. Them all finding out about each other.
Yeah, and we were also talking about the stupid elephant that Serena is taking pictures of.
Oh, the stupid elephant. Like, to break that stupid elephant. Oh, she dropped it. It's the stupidest show. Poor. And I, you know, and Angela and I had discussed this before. I think that we think maybe the three of them are going to be leaving. Including Daniel, too. I mean, Sean Christian and... Ari and Greg Vaughn.
You mean just because they dropped out of the
fan
event?
Think about
Sean Christian.
And Greg Vaughn hasn't been happy.
Yeah, I think, well, one thing is with the awards, just from an awards, the awards perspective, Sean Christian has been in every single storyline Days of Our Lives has had.
That's right.
He
wasn't
nominated.
Every day.
He's never
been back for her. He's always on almost every day. Yeah, he's in every story. Yeah.
Yeah, and he didn't make it, neither did Ari. That could be another, you know, reason too.
I think that's another indication that like I said, their contracts are up in March. I think
that storyline with Eric and Serena, it's just so forced and it's just not making
sense. I said
sense.
Maybe the reason why Serena is obsessed with these elephant sculptures is because she wants to join the circus.
Oh, the whole thing was they just didn't do the whole Eric and Nicole thing right. You know, they had that build up. Didn't get any payoff with them at all.
Yeah, and now
Eric has
no readable factor for him.
No, and Nicole always gets thrown under the bus constantly.
Yeah.
It's kind of getting old
now.
Even
on Friday when Nicole showed up at the hospital, all of a sudden Melanie just started yelling at her without even giving Nicole a chance to explain herself. And then by the time she did explain herself, it was just weird, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you know, we were talking about Lauren Coslow. I mean, this was the ideal year for them to have nominated her, even in supporting, wherever they wanted to put her. But I think Jen Lilly as well. And like I said, now Jen Lilly's kind of been written like Eve, where she was just evil personified from the beginning. But they really put a lot of effort into featuring Jen Lilly as Teresa. And
yeah,
for them to not nominate her.
Probably. That's why I'm thinking maybe next year with this baby storyline, with Kristen taking the baby, maybe that will get her for next year.
Well, she's another one. I wonder if she'll be there next year to be on the show. But, yeah, I guess so.
Well, she'd still be available to submit even if she's not on the show.
I forgot about Jen Lilly, and I put on the blog, too. I thought Meredith Scott Lynn, she probably could have gotten pre-nom, too, but she's just hilarious in every scene she's in.
And she's pretty ambitious. You would have thought that she would have put her name in. You know, I feel like they need to just stop all these self nominations, period. But as long as everybody else is doing it, I think if she was slighted, which I kind of feel like she was, and she should have put her name in.
Yeah, and the thing about Lauren Coslow not being nominated is that she wasn't even on the show this week at all, which I thought was weird, especially with Sunny getting stabbed. I thought maybe she would have
showed
up on
Friday.
Yeah,
you know what? I was thinking the same thing. Like Marlena came, and his whole family was there. Well, where was Kate? Wasn't there?
They didn't even have Lucas call Kate or anything.
Mm-mm.
Like if she was on a business trip or something, at least they could have threw out a line that said, "Oh, she's out of town on business" or something. But none of that.
It's a big decrease of the Damaras, period.
Oh, Damaras, it's not that family isn't even in existence almost anymore, other than Chad.
Basically Chad, and that's about
it. He doesn't really count in my book, but anyway, but I do like this actor as Chad a lot better than the other one, but still. And now I don't know, what's this whole thing with Chad trying to be nice? Is this the good Chad, or what's going on with that? You know, how he's trying to make it right with Ben? Or does he have something else up his sleeve? I don't know.
I mean, I don't really care about Ben that much, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Ben Abbey, yeah.
I mean, I like the actor, but he's kind of boring, the character. I don't know. Kind of like he's just there to date Abby. He's not really necessary.
Right.
But yeah, I was impressed.
Kate Mancy, you know, she had a major part on the show. Again, I certainly did not like the EJ and Abby story, but she was on a lot last year. She had a major.
Yeah, she did a good job with that storyline.
Yeah, that's what Perry was saying, too. She should have been nominated for her prenom. Yeah.
But see, I think she's gone, too. I think she's already gone, too.
Who's going to be left on there? Nobody. It's not going to be nobody that I want to watch anyway.
Yeah, unless they bring people back, but it doesn't seem like it. Like Carrie was saying earlier, they started putting the 50th anniversary logo on the bottom of the screen this week.
Yeah, and Greg Meng, did you see he tweeted something about he hardly ever tweets. He has like 8 tweets, and he tweeted something.
Well, he just started on Twitter.
I tweeted back to him, too. I
tweeted, use your vets, bring people back, yeah.
That's what I said. I hope you're going to be, you know, I said, do it right, or said, take note from GH, you know, bring the vets back.
And I said, if you're going to take pictures of Lauren Coslow, put her on the show, give her more stuff to do. She's not on.
Good for you, Jamie.
Yeah. Whether they listen to us or not, but yeah. But I just have this feeling they're going to mess it up.
Yeah, and even on the promos, they don't even say on the promos, oh, Vegas is celebrating its 50th anniversary. They don't even say that on the promos.
If this is their 50th year, they should be doing it starting now, or they should be doing it all year up until November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
November is their 50th. November is actually the 50th.
But for people that don't know the 50th is coming up, they should promote it for people that don't know.
Especially if the show's not going to be there much past November.
I don't know if it's
going to
be much past 50.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish they would do something
TH
in prime time.
Did a lot of promotion and brought a lot of people back. So.
They need to bring, like GH did, a lot of the people. And they need to have something like GH had the nurse's ball. Well, they need to have something either affiliated with a hospital, right, like something, you know, dedication, something at the, you know, at the hospital, like with for Tom Horton or maybe for Lexi or something, you know, something going on that way that they can have everybody there and then bring back people.
Yeah. And like
probably something with the Hortons, I guess.
Hope mentioned Bell and Sean a few times, so I thought maybe they should bring them back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Bill and Sean, when they were in high school with the Last Blast, maybe they could do some Last Blast reunion type of thing or something. I don't know. But
Kirsten Storms is under contract at GH, so I don't know if she could do
Bring Madison back, I guess. I mean,
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's who they probably is. Yeah.
And I guess
probably,
recap,
though, it's all about the money, though, you know, what they have to pay these actors to come back. So I don't know,
but there's so many people that Dave could get rid of in order to pay the people to come back. That's the thing.
Well, yeah,
like there's at least 10 characters I would get rid of on Dave just to bring back a few people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I could make a bigger list than that.
The other thing about bringing people back is on General Hospital they have the GH Fan February. Have you seen that?
What's that?
On General Hospital, they have the GH Fan February. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that. What's that?
Oh, well, online you can vote to bring a GH character back for the Nurses' Ball.
Oh, I did
ball.
See that.
And one of the characters
who to bring
is Stephon Cassadine, played by Stephen Nichols. So you can vote
Stephen
for him to bring back Stephon Cassadine. So I've been voting for that, so should probably do that, yeah.
Okay.
And see, that's Frank Valentini doing that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not. It's nobody at ABC doing it.
Ron hosting these little funny GH Now clips and stuff.
GH Now is good with Nancy Legrand. Those are fun.
Yeah.
Watch.
See, Dave needs to do something like that. Like have one of the actors do like a little 10-minute online video or something.
Yeah, it is. So that's all it is. It's like 10 minutes. 10 minutes online, and she has different guests on from GH, and you know, discuss some different things.
Yeah, Dave should do something like that, or Dave should do like with the 50th coming up, they should do like a montage by showing some old clips.
They did that years ago, like for the 25th and the 30th. You know, in between, they would show different clips. I remember.
Like have the actors talk about their favorite moments on the show, and they show a flashback of what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. But what they need to do is have the fans plan this. We would do it, right?
They need to get some money together is what they need to do. NBC is going to
fan
put up some money.
Online, like say, okay, what do you want to see for the 50th anniversary? And then people vote on stuff or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, we want to see a bunch of flashbacks. We want to see a bunch of vets. We want to see blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just had this awful thought that the 50th anniversary episode is going to feature a Dannefer wedding.
I've been reading online.
That'll be the 50th, huh? Oh, lovely.
I read that online. That would probably get me to stop watching Days if they celebrated the 50th. But having a Dannefer wedding, that would probably...
Well, you can see where they're very nice to each other now. They're very, now they're friends. so it's going to start all
over.
Now that
Daniel doesn't want anything to do with Nicole again, now he's going back to Jennifer.
Yeah, now we're back to Jennifer. So what do you think about Aiden? Do you think he killed his wife?
Well, I think this Spree character did it. I think Spree character did it, yeah. And it's framing Aiden.
Oh, okay. You think Bree did it. I know they're late leading us to believe that he did it, but by him acting suspicious, but
yeah.
If they want to have Hope and him and Hope together, of course, you know, they're going to have to do that.
If they follow my theory, then she will have killed herself and she tried to frame Aiden and Chase got in the way and it made it look like he got involved in it, and that's why there's been such a cover-up. And I'm still voting for the Rebecca story. But
oh, okay.
I don't know. But I know Gary was talking about Gone Girl. I have not read Gone Girl, nor have I seen the movie, so I don't know quite what that basis is. So, but I'm probably going to hold on to the end to thinking it's Rebecca, which means that she was probably dying already, and she killed herself and wanted to make Aiden look bad, and somehow Chase got in the mix. And, of course, then he had to protect Chase.
Mm-hmm. Now, is Daniel Cosgrove on contract?
Yes.
Yeah, because I think that they would try and figure a way for him not to do it because he's on contract.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
Yeah, I don't think he did it.
And I think
they're going to make it look like he did.
So if they're making it Bree, that would be fine because we barely see her, and I think she's on recurring. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought they were going to show more of Meredith. I guess they're just doing flashbacks. This is what Carrie was saying. They're just going to do flashbacks of her. And I thought that we would see more, but maybe we'll still see something else.
Well, the promo coming up, they show Hope watching a video of the wife before she got killed.
Mm.
So, it should be interesting. But, yeah, the Will Sonny Paul story, that's probably the best thing on the show right now.
Oh, yeah. And I do like the actor that plays Paul. I think he's doing a good job. The new one, of the new actors that they brought on, I do like him.
Yeah. I mean, he came out on the phone to his mom and grandfather or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that was good. And his mom knew. And
yeah.
She was worried about the grandfather. And here he tells the grandfather, and the grandfather was fine with it. Told him he was proud. Yeah,
that was good. I mean, the mother, she was bad acting. I mean, she was still reading off the cue cards. But
yeah.
And I thought it was weird that Will was watching when Paul was coming out. It's kind of like I thought Will would just leave the room and let Paul do it alone, but he was standing in the background. I thought that was kind of weird.
Yeah.
But yeah. I wonder what's going to happen when Sonny wakes up, if he'll remember him finding out about Will and Paul, or he'll forget.
He might forget, yeah.
Yeah.
Or I wonder if he's going to be in a coma. They said he's supposed to be all right.
Yeah. Oh, and before we forget, I guess we should mention the horrible Brady and Melanie sex scenes on Friday.
Oh.
Like, Friday's episode was pretty good up until that point.
Yeah, they had a scene. I thought they were good. See, they disappointed me. I thought they were going to take this a little slow.
Yeah,
because
the past month they've been having these awkward conversations about planning a date, and they never actually went on the date. They were just planning
a date. No, they're just planning a date, and now they hop into bed. I mean, they were friends.
Yeah.
See, they did it all wrong, you know.
Yeah.
I thought they could develop it into
Yeah, I said on Twitter, maybe Sonny being in the hospital was what turned them on. I don't know, but...
That's what did it, you know? Oh,
yeah.
It's always that thing, oh, life's too short. Why are we waiting, you know, because of what happened to Sonny? Yeah. I might not have, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Oh, well.
Melanie is taking Teresa's place on that show.
You think?
I guess. Well, I mean,
she's
won't
still
necessarily.
Not
I guess when they bring the baby back, but right now. I think it sounds, it seems like they're switching.
Okay, I was thinking maybe once the baby gets back, they'll have Brady and Teresa get back together, and Brady
yes,
will,
that's what I thought,
and will break up. But.
Yeah, well, maybe they will. I don't know. I just think right now in terms of screen time.
You can see they're trying to redeem Teresa a little bit. She's starting to have, you know, these things because of the baby. Because now they have Eve being the really nasty one, more so than even Teresa. No.
Yeah.
That whole story, I mean, she can leave tomorrow. I cannot understand that story.
That's just such a shame. Cassie DePaiva is a good actress,
and Carrie
really have seen her in some good things.
I don't see it because I haven't seen her in anything else. But she doesn't impress me at all as Eve. I don't know. Maybe it's because of the writing and the character.
I just think the writing's terrible, and she doesn't have chemistry like Carrie was saying at the beginning of the show. She doesn't have chemistry with the guy that plays JJ. It's not.
No.
Attractive.
Well, she shouldn't have.
Not attractive.
With JJ. JJ is like 19 years old, and she's 53 or 54.
You know, it doesn't matter what actor. It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and it's absurd that they keep having them keep saying, oh, we hate each other, let's avoid each other. But then it's like JJ keeps going over to her apartment, and then
she
keeps going over to JJ's house. It's like, if you want to stay away from each other, not end up
stay
making
away.
Out again. And stay away, yeah.
Yeah.
And I just don't like Paige either, which is annoying.
Well, yeah,
like,
I think Michael Fairman, you know, when he did the interviews, I guess, at Day of Days, yeah, Cassie DePaiva said in that interview that she was brought on thinking she was going to be playing in the Olympic pool with Sean Christian, and instead she was put in the kiddie pool. So I think the original thought was that they were going to put her with Sean Christian.
Yeah,
and like I said, that's another reason why
Daniel
I think he's
her.
Not long for the show.
Yeah, I
Daniel
thought that at
was,
first, too.
Yeah, Daniel was her doctor at the beginning,
doctor.
And we know
mm-hmm.
how the doc, how he loves his patients. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this whole, and they haven't even built up the Jennifer and Eve rivalry that much either.
No, that kind of fizzled out. They're not really.
Because if they built up the Eve and Jennifer rival, that might have made Jennifer a little more interesting, but they've barely even done that.
I don't know what they're going to do with Missy Reeves. I mean, I know she renewed. I think she says she renewed
her
contract.
There's
but
for her right now.
Several things. I feel like they've just put somebody in a blonde wig and showed the back of her.
There's like
what
nothing
has she
for
really
her.
Done?
No.
I mean, the only thing that could come out of this JJ East thing is Jennifer finding out about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's the only thing that I'm looking forward to is Jennifer
finding out,
it.
You know that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's not too much good going on in Days, really, at all, anymore.
I mean, I like the end of the week because of the Will Paul funny stuff, but...
That's it, yeah. Like, I mean, I can watch Days real quick. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I kind of improved this week.
Mm-hmm.
But, we'll see what happens next week, though.
What do you think improved the most this week?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What you were saying that you thought it improved this week. I was saying, what did you think improved the most?
I think they finally stepped on the gas on the Sonny Will Paul storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we actually had an episode where Victor was on the entire episode. That was nice. And there's a little bit of humor, too, with, I was saying before, with Hope outside trying to get a cell signal and stuff like that. I thought that was kind of funny.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's worrying inside that she had to stay.
Yeah, there's still some low points. Everything with Serena is a low point, really, and... Everybody throwing mud at Nicole, you know, stuff like that. I mean, that just gets tedious. And Melanie and Brady, I just don't get them at all. And You know, I'm glad Brady had enough sense not to have sex in Daniel's apartment. So I kept thinking, oh, my God, are they really going to do it on Daniel's couch? I'm like, no, they are not doing it. I mean, of course, they almost did on Victor's couch. But, yeah, so they actually got a hotel room. And they're not, and it's funny, too, because apparently it's not in the same hotel as Serena and Paul, who are basically in the same room because it's the same wallpaper. But, so Brady and Melanie actually got their own room. But,
how about
Lucas
and Adrian? What did you think of Lucas and Adrian?
I like them. Shoot me, but I kind of like them.
You like them?
I like them, yeah. I can't help it, Brian DiTillo.
Oh, yeah.
I can't help it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Brian DiTillo. I understand that.
I mean, they do have chemistry, and Judy Evans crying over Sonny was the highlight, yeah.
Judy Evans is a good actress.
Evans, too. I really like both of them.
Yeah, not just the crying, but I saw her shaking a lot, too, which was good.
Oh, yeah, she was good.
Yeah.
She has 2 or 3 Emmys, I think.
Judy.
Yep. I know she won at least once or twice on Guiding Light. And I think she won as Best Supporting as Bonnie on Days.
Okay. Little Bonnie.
I think Days. She let us vote on whether or not we want Bonnie back for one episode. So I just, every time Christmas in Salem, I remember Bonnie selling the Christmas trees that were
watermen that she had, yeah.
Yeah, with her little dog Max, and she was selling the Christmas trees from the, they're protected by National Preservation or something like that. But anyway, they weren't her trees, let's put it that way. She was cutting down trees in parks. And so I miss that. And she had her little
dress,
sexy Santa outfit on.
Yeah. She's dressed.
I should let her do that every year.
Elf or something.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, I said on Twitter maybe they should do a Adrian Lucas Bonnie triangle. Two women that look the same. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Lucas. Lucas needs somebody. I don't. You know. So, you know, it's his time. He's due.
When is Wally Kurth coming back for his cameo, I guess it is?
I don't know. She called him, so he knows something. You know,
I'm sure it will be soon, but.
I think he could have been nominated for General Hospital, but he wasn't. But he's recurring, too. I think he's done a great job. He's had some great scenes as Ned, I think. Much, much better writing than he's had at all on Days.
Oh, yeah.
Well, clearly on Days, he has been writing.
Much better.
Yeah, because he was on, Ned was a much more prominent character than Justin was, as I recall. Maybe I'm wrong, but
I liked Justin and when him and EJ were working together. That was good at the time.
Yeah, that was the best part.
Awesome. More of
that. They that up, but they didn't.
That a lot more, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, they could have made a huge story about how Victor could have been pissed off that his nephew was working for the Demira and all that stuff. Could have been a huge umbrella storyline.
I vote for them having John Aniston on every episode.
I think he needs to be on all the time. Right, yes. He's comic relief, too, you know.
Yeah. Another person they could bring back, since we don't see Stefano on much, we need another villain, and Vivian coming back would definitely help.
I think so, but I don't think Louise Sorrell will be coming back. I think she was pretty darn mad at the end of the last time she was there.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. She's an excellent actress. I mean, I liked her very much, but I don't think she... They really were ugly as far as the way they did her at the end.
My favorite part, though, was when we broke it on the blog that she was coming back to Days, and then she denied it.
Really?
Didn't she? And we, I mean, Sherry, we knew she was coming back.
Mm-hmm.
We had very, very good knowledge, and she denied it, and she said, oh, it was breaking on the internet, I was coming back, and they haven't, even, they didn't even contact me yet, or it's like, no.
No. We knew.
So maybe it's never say never. She's not dead.
Never.
So.
Yeah.
I guess you could.
No one's ever dead.
And the bad thing about her last return was we barely saw Yvonne. They had the other guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I loved Yvonne.
Yes. Madame.
They were hysterical. That was great. That was some funny writing when they were on.
Yeah. Can you imagine scenes with Yvonne, Vivian, Calliope, and Eugene?
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Be nice to see them back, but that's not going to happen either.
Oh, and
either,
Bart.
So.
We're going to have Bart back for that, too.
Bart. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bart.
And we were saying Bonnie. Remember, Bonnie was flirting with
Bart,
I think, one time.
Yeah.
That was a super Bonnie. Couple waiting to happen. They really missed it on that one. Mm-hmm. Bart and Bonnie. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, ladies, I think it's time to wrap things up for the night.
Yeah.
Anybody have any last words?
No. See what
that
next week brings.
Let's hope Sunny wakes up soon.
Yeah, I'm going to shout out to Anna. I hope she's feeling better soon.
Yeah.
Poor girl can't
shake
the flu.
We miss you.
Yeah, we miss you.
Yeah, I hope she feels better.
Take care.
Yeah.
Okay.
So thanks for calling in, Marianne and Jamie and Angela. We'll see everybody.
Yeah,
see everybody next week.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.